Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, he's running against Harry Reid, Bob Beers, Las Vegas City Councilman, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the 2015 Nevada Legislature is sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Retail Association of Nevada, and the Nevada State Medical Association.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
What has the massive Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center contributed to Northern Nevada, and just in the past few years? Well, they're home to 130 industrial companies, manufacturing, distribution, clean energy, occupying over 12 million square feet of industrial space, and employing over 6,000 Nevadans. That's incredible. All in less than 5 years. And with over 100,000 acres to go, we're just getting started. The Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we get to divert from our legislative coverage for a chance to sit down with Las Vegas City Councilman Bob Beers. Pleasure to have you on the program again, sir.
Nice to be here. Nice to be here.
You're running for U.S. Senate at this point against Harry Reid. Mm-hmm. You've mentioned that you've raised $150,000 so far. Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing you need about $49,850,000
more
to run this campaign.
Although, a race of this nature, I think probably only a third of the money that gets spent actually gets spent by the two candidates. The other two-thirds is spent by 527 organizations making independent expenditures. So it's a whole different ballpark, obviously, from a state or a local race.
Okay, so how much do you think you have to raise primary and general?
As much as I can. That's the answer, as much as I can.
I remember when Governor Gwynn put up $3 million for a statewide race to run for governor, mm-hmm. and we thought that was a lot of money. Mm-hmm. This time you're probably looking for several million.
It'll be at least three, yeah. And the primary will be at least three, yeah.
Yeah,
And I'm not a stranger to this stuff. I was the campaign treasurer for both Sue Loudon, and then after the primary I took over those duties for Danny Tarkanian as well. Would have done it for Sharon, but she never called and asked. So I'm pretty familiar with the way that the Federal Election Commission operates and what their rules and regulations are and the task ahead of me as far as fundraising goes.
And you're a CPA by trade.
And I am a certified public accountant by licensure and occasionally by trade. I pretty much gave that up when I got elected to the Las Vegas City Council. I had started a firm in 2009 and basically sold most of it to a couple of youngsters from Deloitte. And Seal and Beers both are now emeritus partners.
There's likely to be a Republican primary. If you take the governor at his word, which I do, Michael Robeson appears to be the likely candidate. Having a primary, won't that lead to the same kind of problems we saw 5 years ago?
No, I don't think so.
Why?
Well, I think that a big reason why people are are angry with Senator Reid, one of the reasons anyway, is that he's used his position in governance to get rich. And Mike Roberson is a lobbyist full-time when he's not a legislator, and he's in the process of trying to get rich through government. I think that will provide a stark contrast for the voters, and I don't think that's going to be a significant issue.
I'm going to play devil's advocate here, as I would with Senator Reid. Senator Reid says that he was wealthy long before he went to D.C., that he had made his money as an attorney, and he was wealthy.
And he can say that, but the record seems to indicate otherwise.
Do you want to be specific?
Anybody can look it up. It's public information, and we'll be rolling out pieces of it as time goes by. I don't have my flow charts and my PowerPoint presentation here, but it is public information, and you can see how it works. There have been books published about it. There was particularly one in 2010. And, you know, there's plenty of time. It doesn't really matter. The point is that I think people are tired of that. People are tired of people going into public service for private service.
Okay,
and
but I mean...
I think it'll be an issue.
You're not going to take a vow of poverty, though, are you?
Believe me, I'm sitting on the Las Vegas City Council. I'm very well paid. So, no, I'm not taking a vow of poverty at all. But I will tell you that every time I get in a business position where I can start really knocking home runs out, I tend to go into public service. I've got a level of comfort of income where I'm very happy, and I'm there now, and so off we go. Look, you know, the worst thing I thought going in that could happen to me if I ran for this seat is that in 2017, my voters in Ward 2 of the city of Las Vegas would be mad at me and wouldn't reelect me to City Hall, because it's the most fun job I've ever had. The second worst thing that can happen is I'll win.
All right, so why do you want to run that?
Somebody's got to do it. It's a sense of public service. It's a call to duty. America has got some serious problems. I don't know if it can be saved. I do know it cannot be saved if we send Harry Reid back for another term.
Let me go back to my point earlier, which was that already, you know, if Michael Robeson is the candidate, you've already taken a shot at him as being somebody who's a lobbyist and out to make money. So that's the beginnings of a bloody primary, and I'm sure with a Senate seat that there are going to be others on the Republican side that are going to jump in. You know, what ends up happening is that you have to spend all your money in the primary, everybody gets bloodied and bruised, at the end of the primary you're broke, and then the same scenario comes up as did with Sharron Engel, where at the end of the primary, you now have to put together a staff, you have to raise money, you put your message together. It takes about 6 weeks to do that, and that is all the time that a seasoned campaign team like Harry Reid will have to come in and just attack you. And that's exactly what they did to Sharron Engel. Why would it be different now?
Well, I think that early in the primary, they were attacking Sharron. Reid's people were attacking Sharron early in the primary, as they attacked the others as well. But then they stopped attacking Sharron because I think they came to the conclusion that of the three major players in that primary, Sharron is the one they wanted to face. I'm very confident that they will not come to that decision about me.
All right, but you're not addressing my main point, which is...
Well, your main point is a historical recounting of what happened four years ago.
But it happens, but that is going to happen all across the country.
And we're not... It's very early. The only thing we know for sure yet is that there are surprises coming. There could well be a Democratic primary. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that we had Santini running against Cannon. Wasn't that long ago we had Baring taken out as Nevada's most senior congressman in history in a primary.
Okay, but I will argue about one thing. It was a long time ago. We'll be right back with more with Bob Beers after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
The doctors at iCare Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipiFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipiFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call iCare Associates for an appointment.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Las Vegas City Councilman Bob Beers, former state senator, who is running for U.S. Senate at this point against Harry Reid. Let's start talking about national issues. What are the top of your list?
Economic common sense. Washington doesn't seem to display much. They are proud of themselves that they got through page one of Keynes. Keynes was a World War I era British economist, Maynard Keynes, and he came up with the concept that in a recession, it's okay for a large central government to borrow money, spend it probably on infrastructure, and stimulate the economy out of recession. And in that spirit, for 80 years, literally generations, Washington has been spending more than it's taken in year after year, decade after decade, almost now eon after eon. You can't do that and not hurt future generations, and Keynes knew that. You only have to turn to page two of his writings, where it says when the economy's recovered, you pay it back. So this concept that America can borrow indefinitely is just wrong.
But what about the end of the Clinton era, where things turned around? And
things turned a little bit the right way. They've turned a little bit the right way in the last year, as a matter of fact. But, I mean, now we've gotten our spending down to only half as much as our revenue.
Okay, but you look at the banks, for example. You look at Detroit. Everybody's been paying back the government for all those loans with...
No, not everybody's been paying back the government
not
for
everyone,
all those loans.
But a lot of the banks...
Some have been, yes. But you also have a whole west of alternative energy projects that are having and requesting for their loans to be forgiven. We'll have to disagree on that point.
Well, no, I was literally talking specifically about banks and Detroit. You know, it seems that those areas, GM, you know, is now looking to totally get out of the clutches of the federal government. The banks have been released after this latest stress test, and they're buying back stock. They've paid back the government.
They've paid some of what those who have borrowed from the government have paid some of it back. That's always been true. That's what savings bonds are, for heaven's sake. The bigger picture is that the government can't continue to spend more than it takes in.
Well, and on that, I think everybody in the country except Washington
except
agrees with you.
Except for the 535 right. people in Washington, yeah.
No, I would agree with you. Is your sense that really that D.C. is controlled by Wall Street and the large banks?
No, my sense is that the federal government is controlled by the Constitution. Under that Constitution, people are elected to the legislative branch and somebody's elected to the executive branch, and their roles are well defined in the Constitution, and we should read it and follow it. The first legislation I hope to bring is to require each piece of legislation at the top to clearly state its constitutional authorization. What part of the Constitution says we can do this?
All right. And that's great to say that. And I think a lot of us would agree with you that that would be a great thing to do. But when you look at the way things are done in Washington, D.C., it don't work that way. And even if you were elected to be a United States senator, you would be one of 100. And you would not be very high.
I would be one of 100 who would be doing things that way.
Okay.
And I mean, look, you're making the argument that the shore is full of stranded sand dollars and sea stars after the storm. And the guy who's walking along throwing one at a time back is completely wasting his time. I refuse to accept that perspective, Sam. I just do. I have to walk that shore and throw the sand dollars back in the surf and throw the starfish back in the surf.
Okay, as you look at the Senate now, on the Republican side, who would you like to emulate? Is there somebody that you look to and say, he or she is doing what I would want to do and I'm going to join
them?
Not
particularly.
So that puts me back to year one of 100.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying.
So Senator Reid, is he doing the right thing?
That's not for me to say.
Well, you know, it's for Nevadans to say, and you're
absolutely
a Nevadan, so you're going to have to say.
Right.
Now, you
but
get to
also,
do it, it by yourself in the voting booth.
Exactly.
But it's a question that we all have to ask ourselves. You can make the 1 in 100 argument all day long. We actually, in this state, have 2 out of the 100. And the actions of each one of them individually, I'm sorry, it matters, Sam.
Oh, and I'm not saying it doesn't. And obviously, I can't take a position on these kind of things.
I know.
You're right. I do it privately in the voting booth. When you look at people like, for example, Rand Paul, do you have empathy with him?
Some of the things he is pushing for are things I would push for. But no, I don't study Rand Paul. I more study Nevada. I study the Constitution a little bit. I'm not trying to follow in anybody's footsteps back in Washington. In most part, the collective Washington is dysfunctional. I'm not sure it can be saved. It's so dysfunctional. The debt is immense. It's huge. It's sad and depressing when you stop and think about it.
It's beyond understanding.
But Governor Gibbons appointed me to the Las Vegas Monorail Company Board of Directors about 6 months before they headed into bankruptcy with a specific instruction to make sure taxpayers don't get stuck holding the bag. And so it was a very educational experience for me. It was $500 million of debt. It seemed overwhelming and hopeless. But we got through it, and we fixed it, and we had to work hard to do it. There were 5 of us on the board, and we did it. So, like I've said to you, I'm not sure Washington can be saved, but I'm sure it cannot be saved if we send Harry Reid back again.
All right, let's take a break. One more segment coming up with Bob Beers.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the 2015 Nevada Legislature is sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Retail Association of Nevada, and the Nevada State Medical Association. To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
The University of Nevada School of Medicine has been making Nevada healthier for more than 45 years. Our groundbreaking research is making an impact locally, nationally, and worldwide. And we're making a difference with doctors providing medical care near you. As Nevada's statewide public medical school, we offer an educational value amongst the highest in the country. We are partnering with leading Nevada hospitals and healthcare institutions to combine teaching and learning with outstanding clinical care. Join us in improving Nevada's health. And yours.
Now there are 3 Castrol Express Lube locations to serve you, with the addition of our Carson City store, where you'll always find prompt, quality service, usually under 20 minutes or so, by fully trained and certified techs who always do it right, and where we only use trusted aftermarket quality products like Castrol. Check out our website, CastrolExpressLube.com, for complete information on all our locations, including Mayan Avenue and Longley Lane.
And remember, we've been locally owned for over 30 years. Ultimate Marine Sales is now the Malibu boat dealer in Northern Nevada. As the number one wakeboard and wake surf brand, Malibu offers the most innovative boating technology. Ultimate Marine Sales is also the Access Wake Research dealer in Northern Nevada. Visit the Reno Boat and Recreation Expo on March 20th through 22nd. Stop by the Ultimate Marine Sales booth to see the brand new 2015 Malibu Axis and Larson boats. When only the best will do, visit Ultimate Marine Sales today and come see us at the Reno Boat Expo March 20th through 22nd.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Las Vegas City Councilman Bob Beers, running for U.S. Senate at this point against Harry Reid. Fracking, how does this strike you? Energy independence for the United States? Senator Reid does not want to see the Keystone Pipeline built.
Senator Reid is not terribly interested in energy independence for the United States. I agree. I think energy independence for the United States is, frankly, a good thing. And we have to be careful with fracking, as with all technologies. Understand that it's just another technology, and humankind advances by exploiting technology, but it also has to moderate the risks involved. Railroad cars, for example, incredible technology, opened up the West more than any other single thing, but it carries risks. We saw that in Bhopal, India, 20 years ago, when tanker trucks full of gas leaked and it killed a couple of thousand people. So technology always requires mankind's best efforts to moderate the risks, manage the risks, and ensure that no harm is done. At this point, it doesn't seem that we can point to specific fracking problems, although some attempt to. But there really doesn't seem to be a cause and effect, and many of the problems, in fact, have proven to not be problems. So I think it's a viable technology that America should pursue.
What about green energy? You were making some comments against it earlier on in the broadcast in terms of loans. Do you think that there is a point where green energy is going to make sense financially?
Oh, absolutely. But green energy is a pretty big umbrella, right? And we've got now in Tonopah and down in just outside of Las Vegas on the California side of the border there, some very large solar thermal plants. Well, we know solar thermal is not the technology of the future. It appears that it's going to be photovoltaics, contingent upon improvements in the efficiency of photovoltaics and improvements in the ability to store those produced electrons until when we humans like to use them, which sometimes is at night. Those two technologies are going to be the future of green energy. Most people who read a lot about this have that opinion. For some reason, we have our federal government going out and building a number of other technological projects that just don't seem to have that same potential as PV does. So don't confuse my criticism of government attempting to do things like that versus the utilization of technological advances to improve mankind.
Sig Rogich was on this program 5 years ago as the head of Republicans for Reid, and one of the things he said was he wanted to have somebody like Senator Reid sitting at the table discussing water issues. Your thoughts about that?
It didn't get us very far. Sig's probably right. It would seem that we would be able to get farther if you had the chief guy of the Senate, the guy who's essentially forsaken his representation of the residents of his state in favor of representing the interests of the fringe senators out on the coasts. You would think with him at the table, we'd have made some progress. We really haven't. The Colorado River Compact has not changed significantly. We still can't buy upstream water rights and use it downstream. So I haven't talked to Sig about that issue. I know how he felt at the time, that the seniority and leadership that Senator Reid possessed could be used to improve Nevada. The last 6 years in Nevada have been a very, very hard time, and it's sure hard to point to the concrete benefits that we've seen from having Senator Reid in our position representing us.
Well, Jim Murin produced a commercial 5 years ago that said that without Senator Reid, that City Center would have gone bankrupt.
And maybe he was right. I don't know. But he doesn't really know either. But The more important point is that we all had high expectations. This guy was the head. He had forsaken representing Nevada's interests to represent the interests of the fringe senators on the coast, for heaven's sake. That's a big step, and you would expect that he would be able to do a lot to help us. It just didn't happen.
Well, what about the lands bill? And we only have less than a minute here. Mark Amaday on this program said that who knew if you wanted to pass a lands bill, you put it in the Defense Authorization Act.
I would include the work he's done on lands bill with things that have happened that don't produce any concrete benefit for Nevadans.
We got a lands bill that had been 10 years in the making, and that wasn't a benefit to Nevada?
Tell me what the benefit was.
Well, for Yerington, it's going to be 1,000 jobs.
In what?
The Pumpkin Hollow Mine.
Okay. That couldn't have happened without the lands bill?
No.
I disagree.
Well, we've had every representative from Yerington, from the mayor, to the head of Pumpkin
Hollow. And that's great, but the overall benefit,
And by the way, this was started by Dean Heller.
And I would have supported it. But the overall 10 years of lands bills in Nevada have been very slow and incremental, and we still have it on our national legislative agenda as probably Amaday's highest priority.
Okay, and that's where we got to leave it for today. Come back soon.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see you on the campaign trail. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
Let us help you get back on track and fight for the compensation you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Your mouth does a lot of things for you every single day, so make sure you take absolute care of it. At Absolute Dental, our friendly staff will give your smile the absolute care it deserves, like free teeth whitenings, $1,500 off braces, all your wisdom teeth removed for just $1,299, and lots more. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable. Give your mouth the absolute care it deserves. Give us a call or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
At Dollar Loan Center, getting a signature loan is easier than ever. You can complete the entire process online from the comfort of your own home. Go to don'tbebroke.com and fill out the online application in just 4 easy steps. You can also monitor your account, make payments, and check your balance from desktop computers or mobile devices. You never have to walk into a store. Visit us online today. Dollar Loan Center.
Dollar Loan Center.
Lending simplified.
Ladies, the Nevada Women's Expo is March 28th and 29th at the Convention Center. Explore over 200 businesses offering the best shopping in Northern Nevada. Taste mouthwatering samples, view demonstrations, explore fashions, makeup, chocolates, travel, finance, and more. Watch our first responders model Macy's fashions and enjoy entertainment straight from Las Vegas. Moms, check out free daycare. It's a weekend for you, the Nevada Women's Expo, March 28th and 29th. For discounts and schedules, visit NevadaWomen'sExpo.com.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We've worked for the insurance companies, and we will fight for every dollar you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
On our next broadcast, we'll be back in Carson City at the legislature. We'll see you then.